We now have our first feature. This was written by Derek James and recalls Norwich's first female sheriff. Mabel Clarkson was an extraordinary woman who offered the hand of friendship to the poor and needy. She died in 1950. Tim Peters reads the feature.
She was the first woman councillor in Norwich and the first lady sheriff. A lone but strong female voice amongst the ranks of men who control the city of Norwich. And when Mabel Clarkson spoke her mind, they listened. This was no wishy-washy waffle, she went straight to the point. Her election rally speech in 1913 was like a blast of fresh air to thousands living in the dark, damp and dingy courts and yards of the fine city, especially the women and their children. "I believe that the best wealth of a city is in the health of its citizens," said Mabel, who stood as a Liberal in the town close ward. "I shall always be in favour of feeding children who are in want, giving them a good education, paying the worker a living wage, and caring for the sick in the hospitals and asylums, and pensions for aged workers," she added. She won the seat. Later, switching to the Labour Party, becoming the second woman to hold the office of Lord Mayor of Norwich 90 years ago. So who was Mabel Clarkson, this straight-talking, no-nonsense woman, who was also the first female sheriff of Norwich in 1928? She would be seen on her bicycle pedalling through the city streets as the people greeted her, waved and smiled. They knew she was their friend in high places. Her speeches, made at the time when she was appointed sheriff and then the second Lady Lord Mayor of Norwich in 1930, speaks volumes. Unemployment, housing, slum clearance, education, health, an endless list of duties now laid on municipalities, to my mind must make first demand on the time and energies of the first citizen. Certain social functions, including the opening of bazaars and sales, I shall seldom have the pleasure of attending. If I refuse invitations, believe it is not because I'm resting in an armchair in the Lord Mayor's parlour, but engaged in other work, she said. The poor people of Norwich had found a friend and one which could help shape their lives for the better. She was sickened by the sights, sounds and smells of the overcrowded city slums and backed up her words with actions as a leading member of the Norwich Board of Poor Law Guardians, which wielded much power. Mabel's father, Richard Clarkson, was born in the North Norfolk village of West Barsham in 1832, and his father was Luke Hall Clarkson, a farmer. Richard trained as a solicitor. He married Elizabeth Prince and they moved to Wiltshire, where Mabel, her brother Charles, and her three sisters, Mary, Ethel, and Ada, were born. Her father died aged 46, and Elizabeth was left to bring up her family on her own. Brother Charles married and became a vicar in Suffolk at Ampton and Lawshall. Elizabeth, Ethel and Mabel moved to Truston and then to Norwich. By 1904, they were sharing a house at Mile End Road. Her first appearance in public life was as a member of the Board of Guardians for the Burr Street ward. She was shocked at the conditions some people were surviving in. The sight of the children, clad in filthy rags, with mums and dads not having enough money to live on, changed her life. Mabel decided to do something about it, actions rather than words. Inspired by the likes of Dorothy Dewson, who became Norwich's first female MP in 1923, she threw herself into public life. She spent a quarter of a century as chairman of the Norwich School Children's Boot Fund, visiting families in their time of need. Mabel served on social welfare, education and health committees and worked with many different charities. The honour of being asked to become the second Lady Lord Mayor, Ethel Coleman was the first in 1923, gave her the opportunity to spread her message to the others, the wealthy and the powerful. And Mabel didn't mince her words. She served the city as first citizen with zeal and energy, sharing engagements with her sister Ethel, who was Lady Mayoress. They did much good work and found time to enjoy themselves. Mabel was appointed a commander of the Order of the British Empire in the King's Birthday Honours of 1931 for her public and political services. She was also a member of the Norwich District Nursing Association and the National Council of Women. She died at her home in Mount Pleasant, Norwich, in March of 1950, and her beloved sister Ethel quietly faded away 1 month later. We must remember Mabel Clarkson, and the people of Clarkson Road in Norwich can be especially proud of her. For the full story of Mabel Clarkson, who died in 1950, take a look at the Lady Lord Mayors of Norwich, 1923 to 2017, the award-winning and brilliant book by local author Phyllida Scrivens. You get a copy direct from her at phyllida.scrivens@icloud.com or call her on Norwich 01603 300212.